Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The NBA is coming back. We now have it scheduled. Joining us here to break it down, senior writer for The Athletic, Michael Lee. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much for dropping on by. And how much support was there within the player circles for returning and finishing this season? Was it a pretty overwhelming majority, or was there some split there?
I think there was a one majority. I think there was, you see the guys understand that, you know, there's no alternative. You know, if you want to play basketball, you want to play competitive basketball and do what you've been training your whole life to do, this is the only option right now. So, obviously there are going to be some people who don't feel comfortable playing for a number of reasons, whether it's, you know, fears over COVID-19 or social justice issues that they want to, you know, push forward. You know, some guys aren't going to go. And so that was part of what happened. There won't be a significant, you know, major penalty for not going down there. And I think that guys respect each other because this is an unusual circumstance. And, you know, it's not like it's just a typical situation where you just want to play basketball. No, there's a pandemic going on, and there are a lot of things happening in this country that that probably can be viewed as being much more serious.
What type of basketball do you expect when we finally return? Will there be enough time to work out the kinks and the rust and actually have decent basketball in the final 8 games of the regular season?
Yeah, you know, it's weird because I feel like, you know, we might be phrasing this wrong because it doesn't feel like a continuation of the season. It feels like it's starting all over again. I mean, when you think about, you know, the fact that everything shut down in March and then you picked it back up again in July, well, most seasons end in June and you pick it back up in October. So this is basically, this is a brand new season just with the same players on the team. So we can't expect teams just pick up where they left off and just be in that same rhythm because they've been out of rhythm. You know, they haven't had opportunity to develop that chemistry, to, you know, have that camaraderie. I mean, obviously you have that if you're a veteran team, you've been around each other for a while. But in terms of just going out there and playing basketball again, it's going to take some time. You know, preseason games are always pretty sloppy, you know, but now that's essentially what you're going to get, you know, in these 8 games. It could be pretty ugly. There'll be some teams that probably won't put, like, if you don't feel like they have a legitimate chance of making the playoffs, they probably won't view this as any more than this opportunity to just get some reps and move forward. You know, teams that, you know, have championship aspirations, obviously they're going to try to play at their best, but it's going to take a while before they find that rhythm with each other.
Michael Lee's coverage of the NBA is phenomenal for The Athletic. Senior writer there. He joins us here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Is there any way to really give the quote-unquote home team or the higher seed of the playoffs any type of advantage when we get this thing going?
No, there's no such thing. There won't be any kind of advantage. Everybody's going to be at the same disadvantage, really, because nobody's going to be familiar with the facilities. No one's going to be able to have the upper hand. The only upper hand you're going to have is either through your talent, through your veteran presence, or just through your familiarity with each other. It won't come from a crowd. You won't have anybody cheering for you, you know, no matter what kind of noise they pump in or whatever they do in terms of lighting to try to make it feel like, you know, it's a home arena. It's not, you know. So I think that opens it up for it to be kind of exciting because there probably will be some surprises. There will be some teams that really rely on their home court to, you know, pull out some tough wins. They won't have that going for them. And so I think it's going to lead to an entertaining product in some respects, but I think overall it's going to be kind of hard to watch.
If LeBron didn't want to come back and play, do you think they would have played this season?
I think it would have been a harder sell, you know, because, you know, the corporate sponsors, ESPN, TNT, they know that if they can get LeBron out there as much as possible, then that's going to sell product. And that's really what has to be done. And so if he said for some reason he couldn't play, or if he physically wasn't able to play from injury, I think they would have probably still pushed forward. I mean, he wasn't a part of the postseason last year, and I don't know what the numbers said, but I'm pretty sure, you know, people watched. They still saw the Toronto Raptors win the championship, and it's one of the more compelling Eastern Conference playoffs that we've seen in a while. You know, and the Warriors, you know, they kept it going even though they didn't have Kevin Durant. So I don't think one star stops the show, but I think the fact that LeBron wanted to play definitely gave the league and his partners incentive to do whatever they could to make sure this season continued to go on.
I really liked your piece on John Wall the other day for The Athletic. And, you know, Wall's been such an interesting player. The Wizards have never ascended to being a championship contender, but they were really bad before he got there for a really long time. And your piece was about how we don't really give enough credit to what John Wall provided for that franchise. Why do you think in many ways that Wall has not been given that type of credit?
Well, honestly, I think one of the reasons why is because he plays for the Wizards. And a lot of people don't want to really give credit to anything that they've done because they have sort of just seen as a franchise just always in disarray and can't really win. But also, I think there was some perception things with him, you know, early on. A lot of people were able to make judgments based on, you know, a lot of national pundits who never met him and never talked to him and were given this platform, this kind of spread sort of misinformation about who he was and what he was all about. And I think that initial stamp that he received early on kind of hurt him in some ways, and it made it hard for him to overcome that in the eyes of, you know, outsiders. And so I think that, you know, when you look at the Wizards franchise history, which is something I did because I covered the team for a long time, you realize that it's not known for having a lot of success, and especially since the Wes Unseld days. But the one thing I think that I marvel about when it comes to John is, you know, since Tim Duncan was taken number one overall in 1997, he's the only guy in the last 23 years who has spent a decade with his franchise. I mean, everybody else has either asked for a trade, been traded, some instances even been cut because things just didn't work out. You know, either the team didn't want them or they didn't want to be with the team anymore. But I think that, you know, there's a certain amount of loyalty that actually has unfolded between the two sides. We'll see how it goes when he gets back on the court. And, you know, he's the pressure is on for him to live up to his contract. But I think that overall, they've been good for each other because they needed each other.
It's a really great piece. If you're an NBA fan, I highly encourage you to check it out in The Athletic. Michael Lee, follow him on Twitter for that link and for other links going back for the NBA's return to the court. Mr. Michael Lee on Twitter at Mr. Michael Lee. Mike, it's really great to catch up with you, man. Thanks so much for doing it today. Enjoy the return of the NBA. Hopefully we'll talk to you again.
Sure. Thank you for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.